New clothes, really that glow is from your inner soul. You a good DJ.
Music from the new album put out by Oscar and Grammy winner Common. You know I joke childish. My Gambino is black, not a child. Chicago's very own from the south side of Chicago, where he opened a school yesterday. People talk about, oh, we ought to do something about education. He's doing something about education. He's putting his money where his mouth is. He's constantly doing that, helping out others in the community, giving back. You know, people talk about it all the time. Common does it. He's one of the most philanthropic and benevolent people that I know, opening a charter school called Art in Motion at 74th and East End Avenue. This coming Tuesday, classes will begin there for 7th and 8th graders. It's an art-focused school that's on the south side. It's a fantastic idea, and it's a beautiful school. It's an old factory that they have completely gutted out and changed, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful environment for inducing creative thought. That's all I can say. And I met a lot of the administrators and the people who are going to be running the school yesterday, and it just seems like a fantastic place. I had played part of our conversation with Common, which he was talking about the school. I also wanted to talk about his brand new album, which we're listening to right now. The album is called Let Love, that was just released this week. And he told us about it.
I believe all my music comes from the heart, but I believe this time, Let Love, this album was such an act of like me expressing a lot that I've been going through. And because I was able to, in writing the book, I was able to reveal so many things and learn so many things about myself. And also through my own personal growth and working on myself and therapy and the different aspects of meditation and mindfulness that I've been using to work and get better, I just felt like open enough to share the stories that didn't go well, and I'm working on it, and those that I'm the tools that I've been using to get better, to be a better person. I wanted to tell those stories, those personal stories, so that hopefully it can encourage others that, man, we all are going through a journey. We all working to be better.
Yeah, what are the most profound or meaningful songs that are on the album for you?
For me, God is Love is one of the most poignant. It's featuring Leon Bridges and Jonathan McReynolds, who's an incredible vocalist from Chicago. And I really, on that song, wanted to make sure, I just talked about anytime that where there's love, there's God. And when there's God, there's love. And I was really, this whole project, I wanted, with so much going on in the world, from mass shootings to what's going on with people in immigration to what's going on in our city, in Chicago. People need hope and inspiration and practical ways to get to happiness. I'm a believer that, man, everything is gonna be excellent. And the struggles and challenges we're going through are just things that build us to be better people and a better society and better character. So I just wanted to put that optimism out there. I wanted to inject that love in the place, and love as an action word.
Yeah, it's great how you're constantly giving back and constantly thinking of younger people, not only through the school, through your foundation. I know you're going to do something later today at the Sony, at the Apple Store, which is also for young people in the arts, to give back to them. That says something about you, of how much you care in the next generations.
It's my duty, you know, not only reflect the times, as Nina Simone says, but it's my duty to give back to where I've come from. Yeah. It's my duty to allow the new generation to have greater opportunities than me. Like, they gotta have better opportunities than we had.
Yeah.
And we owe that to them. I owe it to them. And the fact that I've been given a platform and been given a microphone and given opportunities, I have to create those dreams for others and those realities.
Yeah, it says something about you, though, because a lot of people don't or just give lip service to it. But, I mean, you really, you are walking the walk and doing it. So, I mean, that's one of the things that we love you for so much.
Thank you.
and Ravinia tonight.
Yes,
man. On top of it.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Dude, I'm excited, man. I mean, it's me and Queen Latifah. My new show is like, it's an experience. It's like theater with live music. It's I'm doing a lot of the catalog music, you know, the music that people know throughout the years. I'm giving those songs, those joints, but then I'm also doing music off the new album, Let Love.
Nice.
And the show is directed by a director, a theater director named Awoye Tempo.
Okay.
So I wanted to present something that was an experience, that was something that people have never seen in music, or definitely in hip hop, where, you know, it is theater, and I want to eventually take this to Broadway.
Yeah. Wow. Does it mean something for you to play at Ravinia, but in your hometown, where everything started for you, more than playing Madison Square Garden or some of the biggest venues around the country?
Look, this is one of the greatest album releases I ever had in my life, because I'm home. There's not many albums I released where I've been in Chicago. So to be here on the release weekend of Let Love, and to be able to go around to Leaders, the store, go around to the neighborhoods and just see people I grew up with and have a release party and have the Hilton Honors event we had, and then come here to the opening of AIM. Like, we're opening up September 3rd. That's when the doors open for the school. To be here for this, you know, our book backpack giveaway, and just to celebrate the opening.
Yeah.
And then end it off with Ravinia, with Queen Latifah. Come on, man. That's
you're like a politician hitting all your campaign stops.
Yeah, man.
That's what I've said from the beginning. You need to be in politics.
I don't know, man.
You should be in politics.
I do care about people, and I want our politicians to make sure that they care. And hopefully we do have some out there that do. I believe there are some that do. But I'll say this, we're going to continue to just let love, and I'm going to do this work out here for all of us as much as I can.
Man, God bless you for everything you do.
Thank you.
He is such a good guy. Common, Grammy, Oscar winner, actor, singer, rapper, and now opening school on the South Side, giving back to kids.